Scalise trying to undermine Jordan's speakership bid ahead of second ballot. By Nick Gilbertson on October 17, 2023. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, is attempting to undermine Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan's RO bid for the speakership gavel after voting for him on the first ballot. Sources familiar with the matter have confirmed to Breitbart News. CNN's Annie Grayer noted on X that the majority leader would not commit to helping Jordan secure the 17 outstanding votes he needs for the top House job. This is despite Jordan requesting his aid, as the House has not had a speaker since now former Speaker Kevin McCarthy was removed on October 3. Sources on Capitol Hill have confirmed Grayer's reporting to Breitbart News. As she puts it, sources say Scalise, who failed in his bid for the gavel, is not being a team player. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle has further reported that Scalise, who failed in his own speakership bid last week, is the leader of the subversion against the Republican conference and speaker designee Jim Jordan, citing sources familiar with the matter. Grayer also reported that Jordan had asked Scalise to nominate him on the House floor ahead of the first ballot, but Scalise refused. When Scalise was the speaker-elect, Jordan offered to give Scalise a nominating speech, she added. Notably, House GOP Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, RNY, nominated Jordan on the first ballot. Grassroots Republicans are furious with Scalise amid the developments. Conservative activist Debbie Dooley, who is a Louisiana native, said Scalise is doing his favorite thing to do, backstabbing. Scalise is pretending to support Jim Jordan but is organizing the ones that refuse to vote for Jordan. He voted for Jordan, but is encouraging others not to behind the scene, she argued. A Scalise spokesperson told Grayer. Leader Scalise has been the only candidate throughout this process who has publicly declared he will be supportive of whomever the conference nominates for speaker, and his position has not changed. He voted for Jim Jordan on the floor and will continue to do so. Jordan eclipsed the 200-vote milestone in his first ballot on Tuesday but still needs 17 votes to obtain a majority of members and win the top job in the House. Scalise, along with other members of the current GOP leadership, including Speaker pro tempore Patrick McHenry, Stefanik, and Majority Whip Tom Emmer, all voted for Jordan. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, garnered all 212 of the Democrat votes. The list of 20 holdouts, of which Jordan was seeking Scalise's help in bringing around, voted for an array of current and former congressmen, including McCarthy, Emmer, Scalise, Representative Tom Cole, ROK, Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, and former Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY. The holdouts and who they voted for are as follows. Per Breitbart News Capitol Hill correspondent Bradley J. Representative Don Bacon, RNY, McCarthy. Representative Ken Buck, RCO, Emmer. Representative Lori Chavez de Remer, R_NY, McCarthy. Rep. Anthony Desposito, RNY, Zeldin. Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL, Scalise. Representative Jake Elzey, RTX, Garcia. Representative Andrew Garbarino, RNY, Zeldin. Representative Carlos Jimenez, RFL, McCarthy. Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, Scalise. Representative Kay Granger, RTX, Scalise. Representative John James, RME, Cole. Representative Jen Kiggins, RVA, McCarthy. Rep. Nick LaLota, RNY, Zeldin. Rep. Doug LaMalfa, RCA, McCarthy. Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, McCarthy. Representative John Rutherford, RFL, Scalise. Representative Mike Simpson, RID, Scalise. Representative Victoria Spartz, RN, Massey. Representative John Rutherford, RFL, Scalise. Representative Steve Womack, RR, Scalise. Jordan has made significant progress since Friday, when he received 152-55 votes when members were asked if they would vote for him on the floor. Following the weekend, he gained nearly 50 votes.